This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who's Kevin McCullough in front of you?
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who's Kevin McCullough? Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Kevin McCullough is the nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, it's hour number two. It's Saturday night. It's a cold one in New York City, so that makes you being with us warm my heart all that much more. Was that sappy enough? Maybe I should take a sip of hot chocolate while I say that. Maybe that would do all the... Yeah. Hey, welcome. It's the Saturday evening edition. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And if you want to get a podcast of any of the broadcasts, it's TheBingeThinker.com. You can also visit there to get my writings and other things as we have them populated as well. Someone else's website that I want you to try is the one that is named after our next guest. She is the relationship writer and the radio host for a very popular little feature called Fox on Love. Her name is Ashley Papa, and she joins us regularly to discuss trends in relationships as they pop up in the news, and she's back tonight. Ashley Papa of AshleyPapa.com. Welcome back. Good to have you with us. Happy New Year and all that jazz.
Hey, Kevin. Happy New Year, and glad to be back.
Yeah. Did you have a nice holiday?
Yeah, it was, you know, a lot of family time. It was busy. You know, I wouldn't say it was very relaxing because I did work and I did see a lot of my family, so a lot of running around.
Yeah, but you're about to, like, take off on your annual Caribbean vacation or something. So I don't think anybody's going to be feeling sorry for you here in the next couple of weeks.
No, I'm not.
You'll come back with your beast tan that you sometimes have. It's going to be a lot of fun to chat with you tonight because you came up with some stuff that is really quite intriguing. And let's start with your topic that is airing on Fox News radio stations across the country this weekend. Fox on Love is your feature that you're the host of, but you devoted this one to realistic dating goals in 2017. Now, first of all, do you think most people set realistic dating goals, or do you find that the vast majority of people have no real clue how to set goals about what they want from their relationships?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more that people don't know what's realistic when you come to set goals about relationships, because it's kind of hard because it involves somebody else when you're dealing with relationships. So you can't really, you know, sometimes it's different than a goal that only involves you, because it's only you that has to make that goal happen.
Right.
So if you have So I think sometimes people set unrealistic goals when it comes to relationships sometimes.
Well, when they do, you know, obviously getting some advice on how to set better ones would be helpful. Who did you talk to come up with what you suggest here?
So I talked to a licensed couples counselor, Dr. Hokemeyer, who I talk to often about this stuff. And he went through some things with me about, you know, realistic goals to set.
How do you go about establishing what is a realistic goal?
Well, I mean, you kind of have to, you know, look at, some people set these unrealistic goals, like, you know, they're going to meet the one this year, or they're going to find their Mr. Perfect, or they're just going to, like, date a lot more. And that's great and stuff, but is it really realistic to find, but you don't know if when you're going to find the one. Like, you know from experience, and I know from experience, that it kind of just happens. It doesn't really become, it's not like a mission that you set. You know, you go out with a mission. I'm going to meet the one tonight, and then you meet them. You know,
actually, really what I find to be almost more indicative is if you're busy doing life and not kind of looking for the one, that's generally when it happens. Like, if you're spending a lot of time pining about, oh, what I don't have, you know, going on tonight, instead of, like, just being busy, being active, pursuing goals, kind of, because I think at least in my situation, the type of person that that I was going to be attracted to, or that was going to be attracted to me, was going to have to be someone that, you know, kind of understood what I did for a living and kind of understood kind of the manic nature of what it was. And if that was not possible to be dealt with, then you weren't going to have very good luck with you know, starting something. So I think you kind of got to be like, you know, kind of busy and kind of, you know, doing your thing, kind of like not needing it. And then that's oftentimes when you find the one that you can't live without.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Like, you have to live your life, and then, you know, while you're living your life, if when someone comes along who fits into it, then you kind of know that this person, you know, maybe the one you're meant to be with or can be with, because, again, you're not really pursuing that relationship. It kind of just happens.
Right. Well, we're so glad to have Ashley Papa with us tonight. We're going to cover a lot of bases here in the next little bit. 888-340-3373 if you want to join the conversation. Another piece that you published just before Christmas, and since we haven't been live for a couple of weeks, this is brand new for a lot of people, are the 17 acts that will instantly kill your new relationship. So run through a few of these. The first one is compulsive texting. First of all, how do I know if I'm a compulsive texter?
Well, you can just tell by the how often you're texting the other person. If it's all day, every day, it's a little too much. It almost feels, and if you're not even in a committed relationship yet with the other person, it's almost like a stalkerish or a neediness thing, and you're kind of like wanting to keep tabs on where they are and what they're doing. So, you know, you got to ease up on the texting if you're not in a real relationship yet.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't catch what you were saying because I was texting there for a second. Kidding.
Yeah, that happened.
Talking about yourself a lot can do your relationship in. I mean, I guess that would seem self-evident in some circumstances, but, you know, some people are just talkers and others aren't.
Right, yeah. I mean, you have to ask the other person questions. If you're just going on and on about yourself, it makes you look a little self-absorbed and not interested in the other person. And, you know, so, yeah, sometimes the other person is a little bit shyer and isn't one to come out and just talk about themselves. That's why you have to ask the other person questions so they know that you're interested in learning about them.
Let me tell the guys listening tonight, and if you're a guy, maybe you're in Atlantic City tonight on our brand-new affiliate, WPG, AM 1450, talk radio there. If you're thinking, you know, well, she's kind of quiet. I did this actually with a coworker once. He comes in, and first of all, he'd scored a date with the executive assistant to the vice president and the general manager of the station. So he's kind of like, you know, rolling the dice anyway. But he comes and he goes, Kev, I can't believe I landed this date. It's going to be awesome. But I don't want to blow it. So what should I do? And I said, well, there's three things I would advise, just knowing his own personal habits. I said, first of all, I would try not to use the F word at all. It just, you know, whether she has an issue with you swearing or not, you're going to look smarter and more well-preserved if you just don't go there. Second thing had something to do with, you know, being respectful and kind of allowing her to go first and that kind of thing. And then I said, the third thing, and this is really important, listen to me on this. And he's like, okay. I said, ask her 100 questions about her before you start talking about yourself. And he comes back after the day. He's like, Kev, that question thing works, man. Like, she was just, like, moved at how much I cared about her. It's like, actually, this isn't rocket science, but if you do, like, focus on trying to really get to know them. And some girls in particular are quite shy. They want to be pursued a little bit. They want to know that the guy's actually interested in who they really are.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think, and some guys might think if a girl is being quiet or shy that she's not interested in them or talking, and it's really not the case. It could be that they just need a little bit of a push, like the questions to get them to talk a little bit more. So I would be afraid to ask them questions.
And I think if you get those kinds opened up a little bit, man, the depth of the conversation and the relationship can be really rich, because you do then start to relate to one another on a much deeper level when communication flows. You talk a lot all the time, in fact, about how important communication is. Okay, number three on this list is going cricket. What is going cricket?
So that's like if you go out with somebody and then maybe you're following the rules and not texting, you know, the quote rules, and not texting them right away after or calling them. You wait a few days. You know, by doing something like this, like not going on a few dates and then not responding to calls or texts, you know, the other person interprets this as you're not being serious or you're really not interested in them. Even if you, maybe you're thinking that, you know, you don't want to look needy or like too interested right away, but you have to respond like when you feel like you want to, you know, going by these rules. And like, I know we've talked about bad rules that people live by can really foil like a potentially good relationship.
Well, they're idiotic because they're not, none of it's based on reality. It's all a game. And I know some guys that conduct those rules purposefully as manipulations to, you know, quote, set the game the right way that they want to have it going. And I'm like, guys, you're just missing out on the opportunity to actually get to know real people. And if you're with someone that you don't like, don't go out with them again. But if you think you might like the person, let them know that you're genuinely interested. I mean, I just am repulsed by the whole game playing thing. Anyway, Ashley Pop is our guest. We're talking relationships. It's our first Ladies Lounge of the new year. Glad you're with us. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us every Saturday. The Ladies Lounge, our feature every Saturday night, where we speak with the brilliant women of media, and Ashley Papa is our relationship expert. She writes for Fox News Magazine, and she's also the radio host of Fox on Love, and she's also the proprietor of a little blog called AshleyPapa.com, where you can, by any subject matter or keyword, search everything she's ever written on the subject, and it's a good resource. I would bookmark it if I were you. AshleyPapa.com, P-A-P-A, is how you spell her last name. Ashley, again, thanks for being with us. I know you're already like 1 foot out the door, you know, somewhere on a beach in the Caribbean, but the fact that you were willing to stay on this cold night in New York and talk to us, I'm really grateful.
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Well, this piece that you posted on December the 23rd, 17 acts that will instantly kill your relationship. By the way, it could also be titled, if you do the opposite of these 17 things, you're probably going to have a really good relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You say staying active on dating sites. I could see how that might discourage people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you go, whether you meet this person through a dating site or not, if they find that you're still active on a dating site or app, you know, it kind of shows that you're still putting yourself out there.
Have you actually seen that happen with people? And like, what were the outcomes mm-hmm. of someone in a relationship that was busted?
Well, I've had girlfriends asking me about that, like, you know, hey, like, we've been going out for a few times, but he's still on, you know, this, like, Tinder, or he's still on Match, like, you know, why, I'm like, you need to ask him why he's still on there, and, you know.
If they really want the answer, I guess.
Right, yeah, or, you know, don't even bother, it's just, you know, I mean, if they're, whether they just forgot to deactivate or whatever, like, maybe they have a reason, but you have to figure that out.
See, I kind of wonder if that's not a Miranda Hobbs moment there. You know, he's just not that into you.
Right, yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. Okay, too much talking about the ex. Now, that's a tricky mm-hmm. balance, because some people want to know about your exes and some people don't. Some people are fine not knowing anything. Some people kind of need to know, like, you know, whatever. I'm not exactly sure. My mm-hmm. my past, you know, when I met the bride, I'd been married previously, so it's like, you know, I had plenty of checkeredness to deal with. But, you know, there was a balance of what she wanted to know and what she didn't want to know, and I think that you should probably, like, really play that carefully.
Right, yeah. I mean, I think it's fine to share, and, like, it's probably necessary to share what's gone on in your past relationship life, but I think it's a kind of a fine line. Like, if you're ranting about them and talking about how bad they are and putting all the blame on them and stuff, like, you know, after a while it gets old. And on the other side, it's like, if they keep talking about them, you can almost get the feeling like maybe they're missing them still or something.
Right.
So I think, like, sharing just about your past is fine, but you can tell when it's too much.
Yeah. So don't share it is what you're saying. Stop.
Yeah, just be selective with what you share.
And speaking of that, let me switch topics, because there's another piece that you wrote, 9 secrets to that are okay to keep from your partner. And I don't know mm-hmm. if everyone agrees with all of these or not, but because if you find the one, the pie in the sky theory is that you're supposed to be able to share everything and that, you know, mm-hmm. it's not going to matter. If you find the one, does that scenario actually exist in real life, or is there really some stuff that you should probably not share?
No, I still think there's stuff that just doesn't need to be shared regardless.
It doesn't help.
Right, yeah. It's just really nothing, you know, that really benefits the relationship, and it's really nothing you're doing wrong either. And, you know, I wrote this piece. It's kind of more aimed towards women, because I talk about, like, the beauty secret, you know, your beauty routine at night, like, I don't think your guy needs to know about you know, everything you put on your face and the money you spend on beauty creams, you know, all he needs to know is that you like woke up looking this great. That's my opinion.
That's right. Well, and they are kind of amazed after they do marry that they don't necessarily walk out of bed looking that way every mm-hmm. morning. So there is a routine right. that is done. You also say crushes. So are those mm-hmm. just from the past, or are those crushes that you may still have?
Well, you know, I think I'm like more referring to, like, say, you know, you're a daily commuter and you see, like, you know, you see an attractive person on your daily commute every day. It's not necessarily somebody you're going to pursue. You just find them attractive. And I don't think that, you know, we run into attractive people, even in your line of work, every day. And you don't need to let your wife or husband or boyfriend know that you find so-and-so attractive. And, like, I don't even have a problem saying to my boyfriend, like, he's a good-looking
right.
guy that's on TV or whatever.
Right.
You know, some of these things you don't have to share.
Well, it partly depends on the insecurity of the person that you're with. And if they're a highly
exactly.
insecure person, it's really going to do, it's going to Jedi mind them a lot to do that. I'm kind of the same
right.
way. The lovely bride will frequently ask me, you know, we'll be watching a mini-series on TV or something. She said, do you find that person attractive? And when we were early married, I would be, like, tentative to mm-hmm. answer that, because I'd be like, well, why do you want to know? But that was because in the past there were other people that I had been with that were mm-hmm. highly insecure. And so there was this, you know, oh, no one can be more pretty than me. And the bride's mm-hmm. not like that. She just wants, she's very into fashion and aesthetics, and she's constantly like absorbing information and comparing things. And she just has her own curiosities about such. So I don't take mm-hmm. it as a personal thing, you know, that she's trying to, you know, find out if I have a crush on somebody or not. She just really wants to know, did you find that person attractive? And is that what we would consider attractive today? Anyway, yeah, so beauty secrets, spending habits, I get that. What are G&O details?
Okay, so you're
Girls
to...
Night Out. I got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like everything that went
on. And especially if, like...
I mean, as long as it's innocent.
Well, especially if you're, like, going out with, you know, you may not have always gone out with people that maybe are more discreet now, and maybe they, mm-hmm. you know, it would probably be good not to tell them all those things.
Right. And chances are, if you're on Facebook, they'll be able to see. Facebook and Instagram, they'll be able to see what you did anyway.
I still find it pretty amazing. Even after all of the data and the research and how many employers check the social medias first, how much mm-hmm. stuff people post online without even thinking about it.
Isn't it crazy?
It's like, oh, so you never want to work.
I wonder.
Look, I'm drinking my 15th margarita in 2 hours. Yeah, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yeah, go figure. I mean, you see politicians and everyone posting stuff. I'm like, should you really be posting that?
Yeah. Your last thing on this one is family feelings. If your family mm-hmm. isn't keen on the person you're dating, are you doomed anyway?
Possibly. I mean, it's just, if your family doesn't like who you're with, I don't know how you can really, bring them to, like, family functions and stuff.
Right.
But, like, you know, they don't really need to know that your parents hate them, but you need to figure out, like, whether it's worth staying together or not.
That is very, very true. Ashley Papa, good to talk to you. Good to catch up on all this relationship stuff. Aim high, people, in 2017. Aim for the best. And see if you can't grab it as life goes by. Have a great trip, Ashley. Enjoy it. We'll see you when you get back. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, and tonight being brought to you in part by TechWorks. If you're sick and tired of dealing with computer guys that are impossible to reach, won't follow through, and can't fix things, they have the service for you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. you can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
So
boys,
glad
boys,
you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, my name. If you're watching on Biz Television, you see that I am Lumberjack Kev tonight. I have my checkered flannel. And my, what are these? What do they call these? The thermies. I've got the thermies on, trying to stay warm. And we're also welcoming tonight to the broadcast, the radio side of production, WPG in Atlantic City, Talk Radio 1450. We are honored to be on such a great station. It is a fantastic outlet there in Atlantic City, and couldn't be happier than to be part of their lineup now, week in and week out, and we hope to have a long, very, very meaningful relationship with that station. and for those of you that listen to it, thanks for telling your friends. All right, so yesterday the big story was Fort Lauderdale, obviously. The man flew from Alaska to Fort Lauderdale, some 4,000 miles, just to commit this crime. We were told he was Latino. We were told that he was, you know, an ex-Iraqi service member. We were told all kinds of things. They didn't mention anything about having any, you know, involvement with or connection to or hunches about or psychotic notions of, etc., ISIS or terrorism at all until well past, you know, the initial crux of the story had been out there for several hours. And I don't know, I felt weird about that. They actually called for a press conference. The FBI scheduled a press conference last night, and I created a little a church lady meme, because we all know the church lady with Dana Carvey, you know, where she would be like, well, you know. And so the question was, well, if the FBI is hosting a presser in Fort Lauderdale, could it be ISIS? And sure enough, within just a few minutes of actually having created that, I started getting reports. Oh, did you know that in Anchorage, where he lived, he actually had gone to the FBI bureau, the office there, field office. He had told them that he had struggled emotionally since coming back from Iraq. He was serving with the Alaskan National Guard at that time. He was living within walking distance of a mosque. He said that he had been watching ISIS videos, felt he'd been forced to do that. Didn't explain what that meant. Said he felt like the government was controlling his mind and felt like he was being conned or convinced or forced into fighting for ISIS. Well, then he gets on this plight, legally checks his gun, transfers planes in Minneapolis, where the Twin Cities are also a hotbed of let's say, more radical Islamic community in America. And then you've got the flight into Fort Lauderdale. He gets the gun out of his checked bag. He goes to the bathroom. He loads it. He comes out. He starts executing people in the head. 888-340-3373. Is it connected to terror? Is it not connected to terror? What is the appropriate response? How do we deal with this? And then you have side by side with that, you have the president last week going, let me be clear. I am so awesome because we never had terrorism on our soil. And I'm like, I think the Boston bombing was on our soil. I think San Bernardino massacre was on our soil. I'm pretty sure the Fort Hood shooting was on our soil. The Chattanooga recruiting station attack was on our soil. The Orlando nightclub was on our soil. And if last night counted, then Fort Lauderdale was on our soil. 888-340-3373, your response to any and all of this. Let's go to Todd calling from Richmond, Virginia tonight, listening to AM 970. Todd, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi. Line 2, Todd, are you there? Todd in Virginia, are you there? Last chance. Hello. All right, we don't have Todd. Let's go to Tom in Pennsylvania, line 3. Tom in Pennsylvania, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Hey, Tom, welcome. Hey. Thanks for your patience. Go right ahead.
And Happy New Year, and I've got to tell you how stylish you look tonight.
You like the lumberjack look, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, cool. So what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, my thoughts are that there's a whole bunch of mini-catastrophes leading to the major catastrophe, and just to start out with, I blame the psychiatrist the most. The fact that you can, he got a gun, so I guess he got a gun permit in Alaska.
He had a concealed carry,
Though he has PTSD. They allow you to carry ammunition with the gun on board an airplane. The luggage area is never really secure. It's open to the outside as well as open
right
to anybody walking through the terminal per se. But the guy told him. You know, he went to the FBI office and he basically told him.
I messed up. I've got this problem. And they basically patted him on the head and sent him his way. Tom, I appreciate the call. We're up against a break. Thanks for holding on and thanks for your kind words.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
See when you call.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. 888-340-3373. The big story, the Fort Lauderdale story. This guy completely just shocked everybody. His family did say that he didn't seem to be right for some time after he had come back from Iraq. But I don't know. I'm kind of with what Tom was saying. You go into the FBI's field office and you say, I'm having these things where I feel like the government's controlling me. And I'm sure they get a lot of nutty people that come through. Then I'm sure that they have to deal with them. And at some point they took him to a psychologist, but at some point the psychologist, you know, patted him on the head and said, okay, have a nice day. And then this happens. He lived within walking distance. Not within the same city, not within, the same region, but within walking distance of the only mosque in the state of Alaska. He is on the internet wearing a keffiyeh, flashing the ISIS sign. He says he's watched many of ISIS's indoctrination videos, and I'm sorry, it looks like he's growing one of the Islamic beards on his face in most of the pictures. I could be wrong, could be completely mistaken. When I was covering the story yesterday, I'm sitting there going, none of this makes sense, except nothing makes sense here except terrorism. And I came to the conclusion that when terrorism is what seems the only thing to make sense, that's probably because that's what it was. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open. Let's go to Walt in Pennsylvania. Walt, thanks for your patience. You're on with KMC. Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. I'm glad you're back. We missed you over the holidays.
Well, the crew needed the days off, so we made sure that they got some time with their families.
Kevin, I believe I mentioned to you in the past that I'm an endowment member of the National Rifle Association, and needless to say, I think the NRA played a pivotal role in the defeat of Hillary Clinton, since the three states that were supposed to be shoo-ins for Hillary went for Trump, and that's Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania.
I think you're right.
And they're all states with great traditions of deer hunting and et cetera, gun owners.
Right.
So needless to say, Kevin, I don't think I have a lot in common with the late John Lennon. But, Kevin, if I may, I'd like to paraphrase one of John Lennon's songs.
Okay.
And it goes as follows. It goes as follows, Kevin. Imagine there's no Allah. It's easy if you try. No great Satan below us. No 72 virgins in the sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Kevin, I think the great problem with all of this, with these killings and with ISIS is ignorance. Kevin, it's like the kamikazes of World War II. These people are brainwashed. Where does brainwashing end and blind faith in religion begin? We have to ask ourselves, Kevin, in my opinion, science must replace all these myriad plethora of religions in answering the age-old question of giving man meaning. The age-old question that man asks himself is, why am I here and where am I going? And religion can no longer answer those questions, Kevin. It must be science.
Yeah, this is where you and I are going to disagree, because I believe that that God does play a role in it. But that's okay. I just don't think that the Islamic faith is the one that that reflects what actually happens. Walt, I'm glad you had a nice holiday. Thanks for missing us, and thanks for calling as usual. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We do have a bit of breaking news on the Fort Lauderdale attacker. Fox News is reporting tonight that the prosecutors have charged Santiago for the raid, for the rampage, and that he is likely to face the death penalty. I don't know why that's even controversial, to be candid. You're talking about someone who comes in and drops 11 people. Five of them die instantaneously, bullets through the brains. It had to be premeditated. It had to be real. You watch. There'll be some bleeding hearts that'll be out there going, well, you know, he had this issue and that issue and so forth. But he killed five people in cold blood. He planned it meticulously. Whatever voices, whatever confusions, whatever else, he cannot be allowed to ever be free to do that again. Never. Now, if you lock him up in solitary and you keep him forever, if the state that has him wants to do that, I guess that's up to the taxpayers there. But I don't know that there should be any concern at all about charging him and trying to prosecute the death penalty in exchange for what this has done. Because there are five families irreparably changed because of this, in what is a trusted, safe spot in our society. The reunions gate by the luggage claim in our nation's airports is one of the most joyous places, because people that have not seen each other for a very long time come together, and it is a field of many reunions. That should be what connotes our major transportation hubs. Not the wondering if someone picks up a bag and heads to a bathroom if they're going to come out and slaughter people that are there, when they emerge. So 888-340-3373. So curious as to your thoughts on that. There's also another story that has broken today because a gunman shot and wounded a U.S. consular official in Mexico. Now, this is a story that is out of the Associated Press, but prosecutors there are searching for a gunman who opened fire on the official in Guadalajara. The Attorney General's office said the official was wounded in the attack on Friday. The city is the capital of the Jalisco state, which is dominated by the hyper-violent New Generation cartel. No immediate evidence of any cartel link to the attack, but the guy was shooting at the U.S. consulate officer there. So it's a dangerous day in which we live. There was another story reported tonight that there was gunfire in Culver City, California, in a mall there. Now, authorities have not been able to confirm that. They've been looking, but the police there got like 30 reports within just a series of minutes from people that said that this was in fact the case. When police investigated, they hadn't been able to find evidence of that as of yet. Anyway, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, really glad to have you with us. And if you ever want to stay up to date with us during the week, all of our podcasts, all of my writings, it's all at TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. Final few minutes with you coming up next.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving. Ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected to...
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. Let's real quickly get back to the phones and speak with Ken, who's calling on from Georgia, watching Biz TV tonight. Hello, Ken. Welcome. You're on with Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's your thought?
Well, my thought on the recent thing that's happened down in Florida is that the FBI, he walked into the FBI's office, basically turned himself in and said he had a problem. He thought the CIA was in control of him. They took his gun, and then they did their little investigation, and then they gave his gun back to him. No.
Yeah, and as an Alaska National Guardsman, I don't know that they had the power to take it away from him. But I think, thank you for the call, Ken. I think everybody is kind of coming to the conclusion that the FBI was the weak link here. And I don't know how we get that back under control. I don't think the American people know a lot about the average life of the FBI and what takes place in that agency. I'm not sure that we should. But, man, what a miss there. Okay, finally tonight, for childhood readers of the classic Goodnight Moon, do you remember that book? In the great green room where there was a telephone, a red balloon, and a picture of a cow that jumped over the moon. You know, Goodnight Brush, Goodnight Comb, Goodnight Bowl Full of Mush, Goodnight to the Quiet Lady Whispering, Hush. My kids know this book forward and backwards. Well, the front page, the New York Post, as of tonight, big front page story. The writer Margaret Wise Brown evidently hated children. This is coming out in a new biography about her that's been penned by Amy Gary. And like many of the great children's authors, she had a conflicted relationship with her young fans. She told a Life reporter in 1946, "I don't like children, at least not as a group. I won't let anybody get away with anything just because he's little." Brown never married nor had kids and didn't seem to bemoan that fact. In a letter to her college alumni newspaper in 1945, she wrote derisively, "How many children have you? I have 50 books." She was also bisexual, had an illicit affair with a married woman, they, of course, had to have that going on underneath the cover of darkness. The book sold 800,000 copies a year. Today, that's what it sells now. Initially, it only sold about 1,500 copies in 1953 when it was originally published, but now it sells, 800,000 copies a year. And she hated kids. And this is going to break my kids' heart because they all loved this book. Well, maybe I don't have to go home and, like, rush right home and say, "Hey, did you know that the woman who wrote this book hates you?" Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe it made more sense not to do that. It's still kind of sad, you know, because my kids can quote it. Baby Charlotte, 2 years old, she said, "The moon, the cow, the brush, the mush, hush, say the hush." Anyway, I hope you have a good night, whether you like Goodnight Moon or not. And we'll be back next week here on Radio Night Live, because that's what we do on Saturday nights, 9 to 11 East Coast. Biz TV replays the entire thing as soon as we're done. And so we'll see you on the late show as well. And next week, Sajal Lakhani.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.